This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to our farm show for Friday. This is John Michael Marty on this June the 26th of 2015. Earlier this week at the Montgomery County Fair, Terry Tote had an opportunity to visit with our newest star farmer. The FFA star farmer for this year is Fillmore and Montgomery County's own Lacey Nodal. Here's part one of that interview.
Lacey, congratulations on your FFA Star Farmer Award. That's pretty special.
Yes, it is, Terry. I've worked really hard for this, and the work finally paid off.
You know, a lot of people will say, we probably worked, what, 2 or 3 months on getting this thing done. This was not the case. This was years, right?
Yeah, since I've been 8 years old, got my first heifer calf on the farm, and started showing at age 8 as well, and loved it ever since.
So you start at 8, you graduate from Nokomis High School, you get a Star Farmer Award. What sort of things did you learn along the way that makes you a better person?
I think the whole responsibility thing as a farm kid, it's really going to help me in my future and, you know, prepare me for a career in the agricultural world.
And that's what you want. You want to stay in agriculture,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
definitely. Because you're going to Lakeland.
Yes.
Yes, give me 5. Going to Lakeland in Mattoon, which has a great ag program.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah. So what drew you to Lakeland?
The judging team. I'm going to be on the judging team next year and real excited about that. And also my uncle and my dad attended Lakeland. So.
And there's a lot of kids from around the area that go there for this.
Yeah, there is. A lot of my cattle showing friends will be there, so that'll be a good time.
What was the biggest challenge in over the years to earn this Star Farmer Award? Was it the discipline that was needed to do it and take care of it, or was it the actual caring of the animals? Was it the records? What was the biggest
Definitely challenge? The biggest challenge was the hard work that goes into, being out in the barn every day in the summertime. That's really hard, especially for a kid my age. The record book keeping, it was kind of hard to stay on task, but my ag advisor, Randy Meyer, really helped me out with that. So.
I'm sure he encouraged you in more than one way.
Yeah, he encouraged me at school a lot. And
He's a pretty good guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So did you go to Mr. Meyer and say, hey, I've got this thing, I got a question here, can you help me out?
Yeah, he helped me here and there. My dad also helped me out quite a bit. So
now you've got this Star Farmer Award. And now, not many people get this.
No, I don't.
I mean, like one a year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of like the champion of champions, like winning the state basketball tournament, right?
Yes, it is.
So this is quite a crown for you, quite a feather in your cap for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do your family and friends think about it?
All my friends were really supportive, and especially my family. My family was very proud. We were all smiles on the Nodal farm, and they're real happy for me.
We'll have part two of our interview with Lacey Nodal coming up on Saturday. We're going to take a break from our interview with Lacey Nodal, our FFA star farmer from Fillmore in Montgomery County, to give you the results from the beef showing and the beef judging yesterday at the Montgomery County Fair. In the Aberdeen's senior yearling heifer, Caitlin Huber of Coffeen finished first. In the late junior yearling heifer, Ethan Nodal of Fillmore first. And the Aberdeen breed champion, Ethan Nodal of Fillmore, finished first. Hereford's late junior yearling heifer, Cohen Stolte of Nokomis, finished first. Luke Daniels of Strasburg finished second. And in the Hereford breed champion, it was Cohen Stolte. The Shorthorn senior yearling heifer, Mallory Roots of Alhambra, finished first and second. And the Shorthorn early junior yearling heifer, Mallory Roots, finished first. The summer yearling heifer, it was Mallory Roots, first and second. And in the Shorthorn heifer calf, Caitlin Huber of Coffeen first, Candy Louie of Coffeen second, rather Cassidy Louie. In the Shorthorn breed champion, that was Caitlin Huber of Coffeen. In the Shorthorn pair of heifers, Mallory Roots of Alhambra finished first and second. The in the limbs, senior yearling heifer, Liam Stewart of Raymond finished first. And the early junior yearling heifer in the limbs, Liam Stewart of Raymond, first and second. Late junior yearling heifer, Dominic Rupert of Witt, was first. Summer yearling heifer Dominic Rupert of Witt was first, and the heifer calf Liam Stewart of Raymond finished first. And the limb breed champion was Dominic Rupert of Witt. And in the limb pair of heifers, Liam Stewart of Raymond first, Dominic Rupert second, and Liam Stewart was third as well. In the Simmentals, early junior yearling heifer Lacey Nodal of Fillmore finished first and second. In the late junior yearling heifer, Ty Nodal of Fillmore first and Cody Nodal of Fillmore second. In the summer yearling heifer, Ty Nodal first. In the heifer calf, first was Schick Cattle Company of Clinton, Illinois, and second also Schick Cattle Company of Clinton. And the sim breed champion was Lacey Nodal of Fillmore. The pair of heifers, first Lacey Nodal, second Schick Cattle Company, and third Ty Nodal. All other breeds, junior yearling heifer Luke Daniels finished first. He's from Strasburg, and Lacey Nodal was second. In the late junior yearling heifer, Dominic Rupert of Witt first, Cole Ryman of Raymond second, Cohen Stolte of Nokomis third, and Luke Daniels again finished fourth of Strasburg. All other breeds, summer yearling heifer, Caitlin Huber of Coffeen first. In the heifer calf, Schick Cattle Company first, Dominic Rupert of Witt second, Cole Ryman of Raymond third, and Schick Cattle Company of Clinton fourth. And the all other breeds champion was Dominic Rupert of Witt. In the all other breeds pair of heifers, first was Dominic Rupert of Witt, Schick Cattle Company, then Luke Daniels of Strasburg, and Cole Ryman of Raymond was fourth. Grand champion female was Dominic Rupert of Witt, and the reserve grand champion of female was Dominic Rupert of Witt. In the steer show, lightweight British steer, first Ethan Nodal of Fillmore, second Lacey Nodal of Fillmore, light lot 46, the heavyweight British steer, Mallory Roots of Alhambra, finished first. The champion British steer, Ethan Nodal of Fillmore. The lightweight steer, Lacey Nodal of Fillmore. Mediumweight steer, Brandon Stifer of Stewardson. And the heavyweight steer, Cody Nodal of Fillmore. The champion all other breeds steer, Brandon Stifer of Stewardson, and the grand champion steer was Brandon Stifer. And the reserve champion steer was Lacey Nodal of Fillmore. Those are the winners in the beef and the steer judging yesterday. That's part two of our farm show for today, this Friday. And coming up tomorrow, more from Lacey Nodal. And on Monday, part three and part four of our interview, of Terry's interview with her at the Montgomery County Fair earlier this week. Lacey, our Montgomery County and Fillmore, Illinois, star farmer, FFA star farmer for this year.